Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu chapter 50, Perek Nun. This chapter begins with the aforementioned assertion that Hashem has not cut ties with us. But here, this premise does not serve as the source of comfort. Instead, it is the basis of the claim against us that the distance between us and Hashem is our doing, as Hashem gives us every opportunity to return to Him. Ko amar Hashem, eze sefer krisus imchem asher shalachtiha. Thus says Hashem, where is the bill of divorce of your mother, whom I dismissed? Hashem here is refuting the claim that is unstated here, but is stated in many other places, including in the previous chapter, that Israel feels abandoned and nervous that Hashem has left her permanently. Or which of my creditors was it to whom I sold you off? This is a response to the other refuted possibility, that Hashem does not have the power to bring us back, like someone in debt who sold off his people to pay the debt and still does not have the funds to redeem them. Neither is the scenario here, of course. Hein ba'avonoseichem nimkartem uvefish'eichem shulcha imchem. You were only sold off for your sins, and your mother dismissed for your crimes. The exile is temporary. Hashem loves us and sent us away due to our misdeeds, but He longs for us to repent so that He can bring us back. Hashem continues, lamenting that He has made Himself available to the people of Israel, hoping that they would return, but alas, they have not. Madua basi ve'ein ish. Why, when I came, was there no one there? Karasi ve'ein oneh. When I called, no one responded. Hakatzor katzra yadi mipadus. Is my arm too short to rescue? V'im ein bi koach lahatziel. Have I not the power to save? Hein baga'arasi acharib yam. With mere rebuke, I dried up the sea. Asim naharos midbar. And I turned rivers into desert. Tiv'ash degasam me'ein mayim. V'samos betzama. Their fish stink from lack of water. They lie dead of thirst. Hashem responds to the first claim first, that He has abandoned us and is uninterested. To that He says, I claim and there was no one there. Hashem calls the people with the prophets and waits to accept their repentance, but they do not respond. The second claim, that maybe He is like a person in debt who cannot redeem them, is addressed in the second half of the verse. Our entire national history is based on God's immeasurable power. He dried up the Red Sea and the Jordan River, overriding the laws of nature. Al bi shamayim kadrus v'sakasim kisusam. I clothe the sky in blackness and make their sackcloth into their garments. He recalls more miracles in history, like the plague of darkness and times that Hashem stopped the sun. Now Yeshayahu turns to his own prophecy as an example of Hashem's reaching out to the Jewish nation. Hashem Elokim nasan le lishon limudim. Hashem gave me a skilled tongue, la da'as la'us es ya'if davar, to know how to speak timely words to the weary. Ya'ir baboker baboker, ya'ir li ozen lishmoa kalimudim. He wakes me morning by morning, He rouses my ear to understand like a student. Hashem gave Yeshayahu the ability to speak to the nation and to do so eloquently and in a way that was applicable to them. Hashem Elokim pasach li ozen v'anochi lo maris yachor v'lo nisugosi. Hashem opened my ears to prophecy and I did not disobey and I did not run away. Hashem did His part as did the Navi. Hashem picked a Navi that was eloquent and that was able to understand the needs of the nation, and the Navi himself, the prophet, accepted His mission. Gevi nasati lamakim. I offered my back to those who wanted to hit me. Ulechayai lamortim. And my cheeks to those who tore out my hair. Panailo histarti miklimos varok. And I did not hide my face from insult and spit. The Navi not only accepted His mission, but was willing to withstand the hardships and the insults that came with it. Although he had reason to refuse and to run away, he accepted His mission to appeal to Bnei Yisrael to help them to do tshuva. V'Hashem Elokim ya'azar li. Hashem helps me. Al kein lo nichlamti, al kein samti fanai kachalamish. And therefore, I feel no disgrace. I have set my face like stone, Va'eda kilo evosh, and I know that I will not be shamed. Radak and Ibn Ezra point out that Yeshayahu would have reason to worry about shame. Most of his prophecies were about times that he would not live to see. He would never be vindicated in front of those who claimed that his prophecies would not come true. And still he would persist on his mission to bring the Jewish people closer to Hashem with his prophecy. Karov matzdiki, he who will prove me right is close. Mi'ariviti, who dares to contend with me? Here Yeshayahu seems to be challenging the people. But instead of continuing the distance and contention, Yeshayahu invites those who were his enemies, who stood up against him, to instead stand with him and anticipate the fulfillment of his prophecies. Na'amda yachad, mi va'al mishpati yigash elai. Let us stand up together. Who will be my opponent? Let him approach me. Let him come with me. He invites Bnei Yisrael to stand with him and accept Hashem's prophecies. Hein Hashem Elokim ya'azar li, mihu yarshieni. Hashem himself will help me. Who will vilify me? Hein kulam kabeged yivlu ash yochleim. They shall all wear out like a garment. The moth shall consume them. Yeshayahu is not fearful of those who will stand against him. Instead, he only hopes that they will join him. Mivachem yirei Hashem, who amongst you fears Hashem, shomea b'kol avdo, and will heed the voice of his servant, asher halach hashichim ve'inogalo, though he walks in darkness now and has no light, yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishain velokav, let him trust in the name of Hashem and rely upon his God. It might seem like those who trust in Hashem are now walking in darkness, because Hashem's promises have not yet come true. But trust in him, and it will be worthwhile. Yeshayahu sums up his argument that he has rebuked the nation and waited patiently for them to return. He challenged them to join him. The reason for their distance is not because Hashem has distanced them. It is not because he has not given them ample opportunity to return. But instead of seizing these opportunities, Hein kulchem kodchei esh, behold, you are lighters of fire. Me'azrei zikos, kindlers of sparks. The Navi here accuses Bnei Yisrael of igniting the fire of Hashem's anger and lighting sparks of anger. They think that they are just sparks, but minor sins and transgressions result in greater sins and distance. Lechu ba'or eshchem, go in the flame of your fire, uvezikos bi'artem, and in the sparks you have lit. Mi'adi ha'isa zos lachem, this has come to you from my hand. Lema'atseva tishkavun, you shall lie down in pain. This chapter ends on a painful note. The Navi tells the people of Israel that they have received every chance and every entreaty to return. You are in this position because of your own doing, and now you will have to live with the consequences. Fortunately, the next chapter will comfort us from this stern rebuke. Thank you for learning the Ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.